points of what we looked at. So we looked at the different types of prayer. So I'll get the next slide up. Yeah, let's start there. We're gonna look at Psalm 46 today. Let me open up to Psalm 46. I will read it from here. You guys have the privilege of reading it up on the screen, but I don't want to a further crook in my neck. All right. Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present, well-proved help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, and the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. So that's where we're going to focus today. Drawing on some very specific aspects of the types of prayer we had a look at. And what I say here is probably not going to be in the same order as up there, but let's run with it. We looked at thanksgiving, the prayer of faith, prayer of petition, worship, the prayer of agreement, and even praying the Bible. We looked at the different positions of prayer. And they'll be up there just for a moment. We looked at bringing our mind to God throughout the day. That praying without ceasing, bringing God into as many moments as we can by thought and prayer. And so today we're looking at words of worship and what that looks like in the psalm that we read just a moment ago. What it means to be still and know amidst the storms and chaos around us and those things that are afflicting us. So, as we look at Psalm 46, this is very much a prayer of declaration. If you're ever stuck for a prayer, you just don't know what to pray, this is a really good one to go to, because it declares who God is, what he is to us, and gives the instruction to us that we speak to our souls. Soul, listen to what God is saying. Be still. You can, of course, bring that prayer to a very personal level. And so rather than God is our refuge, God is my refuge. He is my strength. Make it personal. This psalm begins with worship. And last week we talked briefly about what is worship. It's revering God. It is setting him apart and acknowledging who he is, his greatness. In this psalm, God is our refuge. God is our strength. God is present. He is our well-proven help. The word there in Psalm 46 that says he is our ever-present help in trouble can also be interpreted from the Hebrew as he is our well-proven help, which I actually really love, because they're declaring the rest of the Old Testament there. It's like, we know the stories of old. We know our history, and God has been present through all of those trials already. So in your life, where are the places you've already seen God at work and moving? And you can say, he's well proven in my life. And I want that again, Lord. Some find this little prayer section quite hard. So I was always taught, you know, a great way to pray, first and foremost, is always to bring worship to the Lord. Because you're casting your mind to him. You stop making it all about you, and it's about him, first and foremost. For some of us, that's actually really, really hard. If we're not really well versed in the Bible, we don't know a lot of the names of God, that can be a really difficult thing. And so today, if you are really well versed at this, I'm going to encourage you. This is a teaching moment. This is a space where you get to help others. And if you're not really well versed, don't stress, because this is a moment where you get to learn, and that's what we're here for. So, again, this week, I know we did this last week, I'm going to hand out some paper and some pens. And when you have your texter and your paper, can you write on there as many words or phrases as you can think of? Again, if you have a lot of these in your mind, maybe cap it at 20. Let's not go overboard. You might have that kind of list, you might not. Who is God? What is he known as? What other names can you use for God? What has he done? What do you know from the Bible? What can we say? Lord, this is what you've done. This proves who you are. What sort of words describe God? All right. We'll leave it there. Don't stress if you haven't finished as many as you want to. You're going to have the opportunity to add to your list anyway, so keep your texters out. I'm not going to go around the room and point to each one, but if you would like to call out one name from your list or one attribute, one thing that describes, one word that describes God, or Jesus, or the Lord, whatever.
Yahweh,
beautiful. If you don't have Yahweh on your list, you can add Yahweh to your list. Anyone else?
Elroy.
Yes. Elroy.
Isn't Hashem one?
Hashem is the Hebrew word for God, yes. Hashem. Can you tell we watched something last night? Very good, sis. Anyone else?
Hosanna.
Oh, there was two. Hosanna and... Love, yes. Both Hosanna and love describe the Lord. Awesome, yes.
Jehovah,
yes.
Alpha and Omega.
Alpha and Omega.
I am.
I am. Or the great I am. Both and. Yes. There's a start for you. When you pray, when you want to enter a space of worship, I encourage you to use these words. Cast your mind to him and tell God who he is. Just as these verses do. Our God is our refuge and our strength. They are declaring who he is. They're describing him. Angus, can I get you just to pass these out? I suggest if you're a couple, can you take one between two just so I can make sure we've got enough? I will print more of these if you want your very own individual copy. So this sheet has got God's attributes on it, a whole list of them. A list of God's names, the names that you might use for Jesus, the names you might use for God. It has a list of things named in the Bible that God has done. And then there are a list of verses. I haven't actually put the verses there for you. That's your own task. If you want to look them up, if you want to pray the Bible, just as you might pray Psalm 46, there's a list of verses there that you might like to pray in worship. And so that's yours to keep. We won't necessarily refer to that anymore today, but I wanted to give that to you for those of you who want to go a little bit deeper in your praying and worship in particular. But for now, I want to move on with Psalm 46. So Psalm 46, first of all, declares who God is. It then lists a whole bunch of things that he has done. This is saying, Lord, I remember. When I, not just remember, but bring to mind your greatness, because this is what you have achieved. Again, when we can focus on the things that we know that God has already achieved, we're bringing that into our own lives also. We're saying, God, we acknowledge you've done it before. You can do it now. If you've done these great and mighty things, if this is who you are, then I humbly come for you to move in my life also. Come, behold the works of the Lord. And then it describes some of the works. And I'm going to bring us down to verse 10. Because I think this is another one that many of us often struggle with. Be still and know that I am God. Different translations of the Bible have different words there. Some say be still, some say cease, some say desist. In each of those words, often what comes to mind for us who have English as a primary language is to come to a complete stop and halt and be quiet. That's often what comes to mind for people. However, it's not necessarily what that phrase is talking about. Being quiet is certainly helpful when you're seeking the Lord and when you're casting your mind to him. However, stilling yourself before the Lord is more about your surrender. It's about saying, Lord, you're God and I'm not. And so I'm going to let go of the chaos around me. I'm going to let go of the chaos inside of me. I'm going to release my burden to you, Lord. I'm surrendering myself, my situation, my problems, and I'm going to do nothing of my own accord because it can't be done in my own strength. I am weak, but you are strong. Surrender is what being still is about. So be still, surrender yourself, because it's only from a position of surrender, of acknowledging that you can't make things go the way you want them to go. By surrendering yourself, That is the space where God can fully enter in and be at work to his full capacity. Because you've stopped holding on to the thing that he needs most to be able to change what's going on for you. Surrender. Open your hands and let go so that he can work. When you surrender, you allow God to enter in all the ways that are listed on that handout, so that he can move in many of the ways that are listed on that handout. And then God will truly be the words of these last two verses. He says, I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. God will truly be exalted. You will know his presence because you've surrendered. You're looking for it. And he can come and be your fortress. So, I wanted to take the time this afternoon for us to be able to surrender, to be still, to acknowledge who God is. So, if you would like to use that handout in this space, please feel free to. I'm going to invite you, just yourself, in your space, whether you're verbalising or just praying in your mind, either or is quite acceptable. If you're the sort of person who likes to speak out loud, totally acceptable. But would you bring yourself to a space of worship in a different way? So we've been worshipping this afternoon, the beginning of the service. Sorry, I'm on totally different time. We've been in worship with the words in music, but we're going to be in worship here, just acknowledging who God is ourselves. And as you acknowledge who he is, you can relax yourself in his presence. That thing that's burning on your heart, that thing that's been bothering you for today or this week, I'm going to invite you just to surrender that to him and invite him into that place. So let me pray for you as you enter that space. Father, it's a joy to come before you. It's a joy to worship you, to acknowledge who you are in all your fullness. And it's a joy to know that we don't have to do anything in our own strength because we know we can't. So Holy Spirit, I ask that you would just come now and wash over each person. Just go deep in each person's heart and mind to help them release the things to you that they need to release, the things they need to surrender. Come before you, their mighty King, Lord of hosts, exalted one.
Father, we just thank you that you are everything. You are loving. You're kind, you're gracious, you're merciful. Thank you. You're almighty. You're our King. But best of all, you're our Father and you're our friend. Thank Father, we just thank you for what it is you've been doing today. We thank you that we get the chance to just come and just surrender to you. We get to just be in the presence of yourself. It doesn't matter what else is going on. So, Father, as we've spent this time with you, would you continue to work on those things, whatever it was, you know, everybody individually, you know, everything that everybody has and what they gave to you today, what they surrendered to you. Father, would you just press into that space more, and as we say yes, as we surrender more, Father, and would you continue to work on those things and show us what it is we need out of that, or whatever that may be, Father, every individual, would you continue to work in that space. And Father, we just ask that you would continue to remind us of who you are, how much you love us, and remind us to keep surrendering ourselves to you. So Father, as we go out into this week, would you just remind us that you go before us.
Thank you.
And that no matter what comes our way, Father, there is nothing that you will let us go through that we cannot do in your strength.
Yes.
So Holy Spirit, we just invite you and just carry us through this time.
Thank you.
And through this week. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.